Blog Talk Radio.
Outlook.com. It's almost past the point of no return for all three major touring divisions. And when I say the three, obviously NASCAR has three, the Cup, the Xfinity, and the Truck Series, but you also have to include Indy and NHRA. Some are in, some are out, none are out. Depends upon which series. But it's getting to where some need to put it together or are in danger of sitting out their championship hopes. I wanted to say, I met a nice young lady today. She was wearing a Matt Kenseth championship shirt from 2003. It was an awesome design. I've never seen one like it before. It's got lightning. It's got, and the thing looked brand flipping new. This lady was born in 1938, and she was talking about how NASCAR started when she was born. I was, I'm going to go off script here for a second. I was up in my head about, okay, NASCAR, when she was born in 1938, I know for a fact that the inception of NASCAR was back in 47 or 48, but hey, I just rolled with it. I kept racking my brain about that, but I knew it was in 1998 that NASCAR commemorated its 50th anniversary. Either way, I just, you know, I went with it. She was talking about a lot of drivers from the 50s and 60s and how rugged they were. And she also said, this is funny, the drivers are too pretty now. Now, she's wearing a Kenseth shirt. To me, at that 50th anniversary point, Kenseth was kind of a pretty boy, you know, him and Junior, and of course, Gordon at that point was also, you know, he shaved his mustache up, he was wearing a rainbow, blah, 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 blah. And, but she was talking about Buddy Baker, Benny Parsons, things like Richard Petty. And then I stopped and thought, there was Buck Baker. And there was Ralph Earnhardt. And there was, you know, the guys at that time that really precedented the guys that were, sorry, I got a message coming in. I got to check it. Oh, well, that's special. But the point to it all is that she realized that the drivers in the 50s and 60s had laid down the groundwork for where NASCAR came from in its inception in 47 and 48, even though she said that NASCAR was born in 1938 when she was born. She also went on to talk about how a lot of the guys like Benny Parsons and others, Fireball Roberts, Byron, and then, you know, others. She knows that David Pearson is still alive, and she loves the inductions in the Hall of Fame and all that. And I stopped and thought, holy crap. When you look at 1998, the year that Dale Earnhardt won his Daytona 500 finally, you know, the 50th anniversary, and now it's 2018. Where'd all that go? That's 20 flipping years. That's just, now we're in NASCAR's 70th year. And this young older lady, that would make NASCAR 80 years old since she said that it started in 1938. But anyways, I'm going to, yeah, I completely recall 1998 and the 50th year anniversary, the logo for the 50th. The guys like Benny Parson and others who were such a part of that celebration and have passed away since the opening, since of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. I could go on forever, but my point is there was such a huge deal to me in 1998. I grew up in, you know, I was born in 71. Now, with NASCAR at 70 years young, two decades after the 50th, my childhood memories up until the 50th, especially from Elko Speedway and whatnot, and then my adult memories since the 50th anniversary, and well, I was kind of an adult at that point, but not really. But they're still so vivid, just like this nice 80-year young lady. Everyone has different passions. I hope yours are as memorable as mine, no matter what you do. I mean, whether it's sports or whatnot, it's a pretty big deal. Let's take the green flag and let's put the hammer down. Hey, if you're from the Twin Cities area, hurry out the door. Hit up some motorsports action. The county fair circuit is underway. Tonight at Sherburne County is truck and tractor pulls. More truck and tractor pulls on Saturday at 5 p.m. By the way, I want to give a little honorable mention. The grandstand will feature Chris Hockey from KFAN on tomorrow night, Friday. And Demolition Derby kicks off on Sunday. Sago has motocross tonight and Demolition tomorrow and Saturday. Dodge County has motorsports every day through Sunday. After doing rodeo bull riding last night, they have stock cars tonight on the dirt, truck and tractor pulls Friday and Saturday, and they also have Demolition Derby 2 on Saturday. And Sunday, they're going to do the trailer races, which is fun. I don't know the layout. I don't know if they're doing oval, if they're doing figure eight. But, hey, there's way too much burnt rubber, blowing motors, and beat and banging events to list. The best way to find out what and when in Minnesota with all the 90-plus counties is to go to mfcf.com, type in your county. They will show you what's going on in your area. It's, you know, whether music is your thing, whether rodeo is your thing, whether, you know, what it might be, get in touch. mfcf.com. Look for your area. Type in your zip code. It's a easy-to-use site. It really is. One I need to highlight is our own bumper monster, Jesse Preston. You might remember him talking Demolition on the radio here at blogspotradio.com, Speedway Anywhere. He's going to be at Carver County on Sunday, August 12th. At Carver, and I believe he might have additional events. I'm waiting to hear back from him. I'm kind of wishing he'd shoot me a call here. I know he's listening to the show. So, beyond that, the county fairs will be, I believe, running through the end of August. Takes a lot of the summer to cover all that, so I can't cover it all. If any listeners from outside of Minnesota want to highlight their own county fairs and events, I will for sure give you a mention. But I have to take the green flag on NASCAR here. In the Cup Series, it's Kyle Busch, Kevin Truex, and Logano and Kez. And they're in the top five. They seem to have a lock on the top five. They're being called the big three as far as Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and Martin Truex Jr. Logano and Kez, only Logano has a lock for the championship, but I think Keselowski is safe. Bowyer keeps fading toward fifth position and then fades back out to sixth. He's got multiple wins. He's got two. He's a lock for the chase. And the rest could fall out of contention, but unlikely to. Looks like we got a caller here. The number is anonymous. But so, Cup goes to Loudoun, New Hampshire this weekend. The K&N series will be opening up. I believe that the Busch series. Oh, excuse me. Did I say that again? The Xfinity series will race Sunday and then head out to Pocono. Trucks at Eldora. I lost my collar. What's going on? I'm not talking about the one on my shirt. We'll see if they call back. Trucks at Eldora. I always say this was the perfect storm. NASCAR had not been on dirt for like ever. Tony Stewart bought Eldora in 2004, and this has grown, and I don't see it slowing down. Tony obviously turns everything he owns into gold, you know, between his NASCAR teams, his Speedway. The NASCAR Truck Series started a Primetime Wednesday race in 2013. They got the networks on board. Obviously, the Truck Series has had Speed Channel, FS2. Last night it was FS1. It started out as most people's favorite race ever because it got NASCAR back on dirt. Except back when a car would turn up grass in the infield. I remember Daryl Bubba Wallace in an interview back in when he got going in the Truck Series saying, we're going to race on dirt. 1 year later, after the premier race, let's see, guys like Ken Schrader and guys that were used to the treaded tires instead of the slicks did a great job winning the heat races. Austin Dillon, this year's Daytona 500 winner and Truck Series champion back then. So he won in 2013. And then none other than, remember, the guy worried about racing on dirt. He won in 2014. The dirt race runs in a different format than most races as far as stages, as far as pit strategies. Tony Stewart actually put in a, it's either cement or paved pit row. So, yeah, it's more in a World of Outlaws format as far as running the D main, the C main, the B main, the, you know, even though this year there was only two qualifying races. Chase Briscoe, he took Eldora. Chase is splitting time driving the number 60s for Roush. He also runs full-time for Brad Keselowski Racing. Interesting how that worked out. He earned his first Truck Series win at Homestead last year, by the way. That was one he wasn't eligible for the championship. This year he followed up by a second victory at Eldora, obviously, last night at the Eldora Derby Series. Top five went to Briscoe. Grant Infinger picked up a little gainer for the Truck Series points. Stuart Friesen, that don't hurt. Matt Crafton, he grabbed a fourth for a top five. He's been winless this year, which is quite unusual. Brett Moffitt, who I've mentioned in previous weeks, is sponsorless after next weekend at Pocono. We'll see how that pans out. I can't see any sense in people putting their money into funding a team if, you know, their guy is back in 11th, 7th, 17th, 27th. They need to jump on board with Moffitt. And Matt Crafton, of course, moved up a little bit, but we'll see. The rest of the point leaders struggled. Johnny Sauter, who's been dominant in the Truck Series, finished in 16th. But Noah Gregson did manage a sixth place, such as the dirt. Truck Series will return at Pocono Saturday, July 25th. So we'll see where things lead as far as the Truck Series. The chase is going to be interesting. Dan. So there goes the Truck Series. Obviously my favorite race of the year. Well, next to Homestead. So the Xfinity Series, first through six in points, didn't change last weekend, but Sadler is now in a tie with Henrik for first, by the way. That tiebreaker goes to Sadler. Good job, Quentin. Henrik and Elliott Sadler comes down to stage racing, which we can debate that left and right, and a lot of people do with me. I'm going to pass from that point because I don't want the debate. Cole Custer is only 3 points behind him. None of the top three have wins. None of them technically are locked in to the finales. Christopher Bell in fourth. He has a win. Actually, he's got a couple. And Allgaier in fifth has a win. The Xfinity Series will run Saturday at Loudoun, opening up for the Sunday Cup race. Indy. I'm going to explain the points, and until Kurt calls in, I'm not going to give the big announcement. Scott Dixon, he's leading points with Newgarden in second, Alexander Rossi in third. Now, Scott Dixon is winning everything. It doesn't matter. Oval, race in space, whatever it might be. Ryan Hunter-Reay is in fourth, and Will Power in fifth. Now, when you look at these points, Scott Dixon is the only Ganassi car, and he leads in points. Newgarden is second, and Will Power in fifth. Those are both Penske cars. Alexander Rossi is in third, and Ryan Hunter-Reay, which are, it just fell out of my head, which team they're running for. The big news is it was confirmed that, not giving away the news yet. It is big news. The IndyCar Series will take a week off and return for another Road Course event at Mid-Ohio, Sunday, July 29th. NHRA, the series took last weekend off and is on their tic-tac-toe, X marks the spot, center square, whatever you want to call it. If you look at a map of the United States, when you go from Maine, New Hampshire, to Colorado, down to California, this is the center square. So they'll run this weekend at Mile High Nationals near Denver, Colorado. The last of the final three in a row will be at Sonoma, which, you know, it's a little crooked. It's kind of a bow shape if you go from New Hampshire to Colorado to, but hey, it crisscrosses the United States. The final three in a row will be at Sonoma the following weekend before traveling up the West Coast to Washington, then taking a week off before they, I wish I had sound bites. They come to what's technically the home track here in Minnesota. If you're a Minnesota dweller, I'm not saying y'all have to be. I know there was a big old freaking argument about the Vikings and the Green Bay Packers TV coverage this last week. I didn't even make notes of it, but that's okay. But either way, hometown track at Brainerd, a couple hours away from me, August 16th through the 19th. Sheldon Creed, speaking of home track thing, he was at Elko last weekend, didn't do so great, finished back in 15th, and second points in place, Zane Smith, didn't finish much better. I'm just laughing about this because they are drivers who are top of the crop, but then they get here to probably one of the most challenging bull rings of Elko Speedway, and they couldn't perform. That's okay. ARCA will return Saturday at Berlin Raceway in Michigan. I've always wondered, and I've always wanted drivers to tune in and talk to me about this, because when you have a touring series that doesn't quite rank up to the funding of the Cup Series, the Busch Series, the, you know, everyone up and above, how do they afford that? Sure, they set up the schedule that they can go from Minneapolis to Iowa Speedway to St. Louis to, but when there's a week between races, how does that pan out? I mean, I'd rather jump on a freaking airplane or pay, you know, it's got to be cheaper to go that route. So either way, ARCA from Minneapolis will head out a week to Berlin Raceway in Michigan. Here goes another one that's a massive touring division doing two-thirds of a Major League Baseball schedule, but it's still 100 races, World of Outlaws. Donnie Schatz still leads points. Brad Sweet still in second. David Gravel still in third. And then I'm going to plug this again just because it's the right thing to do. For those who can, there has been a GoFundMe page set up for Jason Johnson's family. Most will remember Jason Johnson passed away in an accident at Beaver Dam Speedway doing what he loves. The direct link is the GoFundMe.com/Jason. And I screwed it up. Jason Johnson Forever 41. Pretty easy. Doesn't matter if you use capitals, lowercase, but yeah, GoFundMe, Jason Johnson Forever 41. Or you can click the link on the World of Outlaws site at woosprint.com. That's woosprint.com. There's been a link on there ever since the incident happened. World of Outlaws has far too many events to list, but will be running this weekend, Friday 20th and 21st, at Williams Grove Speedway in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Oh my God, I need to take a breath. How's it going, Kurt?
It's going. Now, this big announcement, look, everyone knows you're pregnant. Now nobody knows who the dad is, but everybody knows you're pregnant. So
I'm pregnant with a corkscrew.
I guess so. Well, I don't know where you could go there, but well, actually I do, but it would be about a million things.
Ladies and gentlemen, the big news is, and it's kind of up and down. Sonova. I said Sonova, didn't I?
Yeah.
I must be stuck in a 1970s Chevy. Sonova. Hey, that's kind of cool. No, the big news is that Sonoma said, well, if you're going to do it, we're out. 2019 says that Laguna Seca will be hosting an Indy race.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. And that whole thing, though, too, is the fact that, You know, I heard it was, I believe it was a kart race, and, you know, and they would show the camera views, and it's ESPN, of course. And I forgot the announcer's name, but he's a former driver. You know, and I'm just flipping around channels. It's a repeat. It's like 3:30 in the morning. And what he said was the fact that when you learn how to do that, you learn you don't, you're no longer afraid of it. It becomes your favorite part of your career. It's, he just said the first time you get that wonderful sensation of looking like you're up in the air and you land and you're not even thinking about it, you just, it's just a fantastic sensation. You don't even care about winning after you do that the first time.
You know, I'm not positive. I'm trying to think who the guy was when he was on the broadcast crew, a driver, and he was talking about he was going through the corkscrew, and I remember, oh, I love the corkscrew. Oh, I love Laguna Seca. And, man, this was like 98, 99, something to that effect. And when that track went away, when the RL took over, you know, the Andretti teams and the Team Cool Green, by the way, who never pursued an IRL team except for, oh, Indy 500 or whatever, you know, they'd show up and they'd talk their crap and be like, I don't like the politics, but yeah, let's, let me check into a note here. I'm gonna play the bumper music and I gotta read this. Okay, American Idol.
I still think that's Moby. Did Paul Tracy race in a cool car?
You know
what? Are you tired out from dancing to the bumper music?
I would. If only that was my problem. No, I'm getting a message here from, yeah, I wish you know that lesson that you pick up somewhere along in life that if you don't have anything good to say, say nothing at all. I'm having trouble with it right now. I want to spout off at the mouth like you wouldn't believe. Some people are flakier than a box of cereal, but that's okay. That's okay. Some are cornflakes. Some of them are frosted, making them seem sweet. And some are just like skin flakes. You don't even notice them. I don't know. I'm just making shit stuff up. That's like 2 weeks in a row that I've used four-letter words and F-bombs. So, hey. Yeah, we covered, we're going back to Laguna.
You know what would be really cool? If somebody that ever went on a road trip out there would call in, because especially Sonoma, because of all the vineyards and that, and I'm going to go back to something about last week. I think it would have been great if there would have been a segment of Davey Allison and Jeff Gordon. Let's just say they made them two have a great rivalry. If they tried to have a wine tasting to see who would win. And like Buckshot Jones, or even like a guy like Mike Skinner, Rusty Wallace would have been a great one. He sneaks in there, nobody knows it's Rusty's, and then they, you know, and he winds up winning the wine making contest, and then both Davey and Jeff could have said something like, "Well, look at that. The only way you win is if people don't know who you are." You know, something like that.
Yeah. Every time you can say Buckshot Jones, just, you know what, to me, it's like music to my ears. Wasn't he, like, Aquafresh? This is a toothpaste car, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and I forgot because a toothpaste sponsorship on a stock car, that would be something Ricky Bobby would love to do. You know, yeah, Ricky Bobby would love that.
You know, with Buckshot Jones, it's like, okay, your name is Buckshot. You got the double odd, you know, the double barrel, the 0-0.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of buckshot badass are you supposed to be when you wanted to keep your teeth clean?
Let's be real. If he didn't have a name like that, nobody would have even known who he was. So, I mean, and I hope he's not listening in, because with a name like Buckshot, I don't want him knowing where I live.
You know, actually, his name is Roy.
Okay.
And Randy LaJoy.
With a name like Roy, I definitely don't want him to know where I live. I don't know.
No, it was... yeah, they gave him the double odd number because Roy Rogers, Roy something, some kind of, yeah. So, all right, I got to kick off from that. I got to get to the excitement in Minnesota. X Games kicked off today in Minneapolis, but technically, they kicked off yesterday. They knew we had this rain coming in. You saw it. I saw it. everyone saw it. Matter of fact, as far as the county fair circuit saw it, that would have been great to watch those truck and tractor blow. But,
yeah.
So the X Games got it right. They did all the outdoor qualifying events that were going to go on outside the stadium that will, as far as the, you know, the, do you want to call them the amateurs? I don't know. And that will move inside to the stadium for the days to come. Another notification, if anyone's paying attention, there is no X Games at the Mall of America. The last year's flat track thing and whatnot in the parking lot by IKEA, it's all been moved downtown. They figured out a way to make it work. I don't have a lot of details as far as the events, but we will be highlighting on Monday. So, you catch anything about the ESPYs, Kurt?
Well, the play of the year in sports, it was the Minneapolis Miracle, so that I did. No Bruce Jenner showed up this time, and I'm not ripping that, but it was just one of them things. Of course, I didn't watch it.
You know, and I'm gonna say that Danica is much better looking than Bruce Jenner.
Well,
I said
you know,
that like that on purpose, by the way. Bruce
Jenner. And that line she said though about Aaron Rodgers, I thought was fantastic.
It was fantastic, and by the way, I found out it was actually on the red carpet. It wasn't actually in the show, but yeah, what she said, for those of you that didn't catch the pre-show, she said, she said something to the effect of, they said, "Where's Aaron Rodgers?" And she said, "He's not talking to me." I accidentally called him Brett. At least she didn't say 4 instead of 12.
That would have been great. That would have been a great line. Yeah, I'm not ripping Bruce Jenner there. It was just one of them things where it was just kind of like, well, I guess what, you know, the deal with that, I'll give Jenner credit, but I mean, it was just kind of like not expected last year. And of course, they did do something for the gymnasts and the doctor, which I didn't see the highlight, but that was cool because what they did, you know, because what they did with that, it did take courage and that, but the play of the year in sports for them was the Minneapolis Miracle, so. Stefan, you got some credit.
Well, let's hope there's more. There were some honorable mentions, and I think they got a little too carried away on the boredom. The whole Me Too movement, and just, it was like, come on. This needs to be more like the freaking Country Music Awards where Brad and Carrie get up there and make jokes about what's went on in the last year. And, you know, that's where I'm at with it. Okay, you're calling it the ESPYs. You're not calling it the ESPN Official Sports Awards. You're calling it the frickin' ESPYs. Let's keep it lighthearted. So, and I thought it was pretty cool about the Totino Grace students who had to play up against each other for national championships in baseball, and how when the pitcher, he had to throw the final strike against one of his closest friends, you know, throughout the years.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, the team ran out of the dugout to move on to the championship. The pitcher went to the hitter and, you know, called it good and just was like all in good sportsmanship.
Oh, yeah.
That was, to me, that's badass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know.
So, stuff like that, that's meaningful and heartfelt and I get that. But the how many Me Too movements do we need as far as... I understand it matters, but that was just... And the bruised gender thing from last year, or was it year before? All right, I'm going to step off my high horse. So, All-Star Game. Which one was the Homer Derby, Monday or Tuesday?
Well, they probably just wanted to hurry up and get back home because, you know, it's just home run after home run after home run after home run. But you know, Jose pitched to four guys. He walked one guy, but after that didn't give up a run. So, you know, he's tied for the career lead in All-Star Game appearance ERAs, so give him credit there. He's also one of the top guys in walks in career All-Star appearances now, but give him credit that ERA for his career in All-Star games is zero, especially in that game, which you might have something to brag about, but...
That's what I was going to say. The Twins Ventures... Barry Yios.
Although Eddie should have been there, let's be real. But you know,
how
Jose,
many?
You gotta...
How many other pitchers had a zero ERA for the game?
Not that many.
Was Berrios the only one?
Probably not. That would be my guess, but you know,
I should have looked it up.
Sorry.
Yeah, he was kind of badass, wasn't he?
Yeah, got to give him credit there.
Yeah, let me check this. Okay, Flaky. Said no. I always love when people are like, oh, I'd love to be on your show. Well, that's okay. I don't care. I always said I was going to have fun with this from the beginning till the end, and that's where we're going. All right. For my Minnesota dwellers, they'll return on the... Road. Sometimes that seems like what they're like. Like the Niger tank went off in the back of the bus. Road. But yeah, they'll be back on the road for 10 games before coming home for three before a day off. So they're going to be on for 13 games straight. Call it what you want. There's been some fun highlights. Don't you agree? I mean, up and down, all around, hot boxing, and, you know, it ain't been a boring season.
No, but just that one-run games and Carl, you know, Gibby's having his career year despite having a losing record. He has his best ERAs ever had, so, you know, and can't bitch about that, so. And,
I probably
of course,
never
Eddie.
Paid. Go ahead.
Well, no, and Eddie's great. I mean, just solid. In any era in baseball, that would just be solid. I mean, so.
Yeah, they're, you know, people are, like, asking me, why are you even following it? And, I'm just kind of like, you know what? Interesting things happen. All of a sudden, you see those catches that should not have been caught. Like Kepler. Kepler, for F's sake. And Rosario out there in the left. It's just like, you know, the bobblehead title is the perfect statement. Nothing falls but raindrops. It's been rock solid like that. Unfortunately, it's not equaling the scores that it should.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been some fun highlights. All right, where are we at? Oh, we're closing on the hour. The Lynx. They're showing chinks in the armor. You know, the Lynx chinks. But, hey.
We got to restore the purr. That's what you got to say about the Lynx. So what they said about
the purr.
Yep. You know how the dude on KFAN says, restore the roar about the Motor City Kitties, you know, the Detroit Lions. That's what I'm going to start saying about the Lynx. We got to restore the purr. Because the Lynx really don't growl, you know. Can't restore the roar with the Lynx, but you can restore the purr.
Restore the purr.
Yep, restore the purr.
Yeah. The big news is July 28th, we will have the WNBA All-Star. Game here in Minnesota. And that's not really the big news. It's the fact that the WNBA will be on ABC Network. Isn't TV coverage ridiculous as far as WNBA?
Oh, it's on ESPN and then the local stuff. So it's just one of them things where.
Yeah, but there's a lot of times it's not.
You know, I mean, there's like four or five teams that are big time. The rest of them really don't. So, but it ain't going anywhere, so it's probably fine.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I have a... I don't know. Even my own daughter, you know, her summer school program, whatever. They got to go down there, and Maya and Lindsay and everyone came out to the crowd of students and met them. And if they didn't have something to sign, they'd sign the palm of their hand or their shoulder, or, you know, it was cool.
Right.
You know, little Chels was so excited about that. And even when she'd say say the name Lindsay, she had a different way of saying Lindsay. And I couldn't even repeat it to you the way that she would say, Lindsay. You know, it was awesome. So. All right, we're past the 1 hour mark. I made it for a 90, and a certain couple flakes didn't take care of business here, but that's okay. So I want to make sure I carried everything I said I was going to. I don't think they like it that I focus so much on motorsports. Don't you think?
You'd have to ask them. I don't know who they are. Plausible deniability.
Well, it's not like a name I show foot to the balls. Oh, come on. That was funnier than that.
Athletic supporter.
Athletic supporter. Yeah, that was a good one, by the way, as we go into the five to go.
Okay.
Five to go. County Fairs and Truckosaurus. Bart Simpson. I think Pawn Stars should have bought that damn thing.
Man, you know, the thing about that episode on The Simpsons, though, you know, he's got to do the dance recital, or he's got to do the band recital with Lisa, and of course Bart and Homer wanted to hurry up and get there, but then, you know, Homer on his way there is avoiding cars, speeding, did it, and how they wind up in the infield with that. But I still like the marketing for it in Springfield. Be there or you'll be dead, you know, so.
See, and that was my thing. I was just like, when Bart's head shifted left and when Homer's head shifted right, and
yeah,
they're like, that was ultimate.
Yeah. Truckosaurus! 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 Just out of the blue.
You know, I can further feed into it, but I'm trying to save it for a rainy day in case I run out of final five laps. With that Beavis and Butthead and the God of Feces, when the monster truck squashed the porta potty.
Yeah. Rock and roll!
Party! Oh!
Yep. And of course, meet Lily and Tank Array up for about the 15 billionth time.
And then the adults, and I did.
Yep. Okay, four to go.
Oh, you're keeping track. Plato and dirt racing. Do you think that the guys that don't want to race on pavement, just never got to play with Plato? I don't
possibly
know. I'm trying to figure this out. Like the guys that drive tow trucks and they keep a beer in the back. But yeah, Tony Stewart, though, owns the most successful dirt track. As we saw last night, I'm guessing based on the sprint cars and everything his parents bought him, he probably had plenty of Play-Doh. But
you know, speaking of Play-Doh, God, I forgot where, but though, in tow trucks, so one thing. Could you imagine if every single race team in whoever had their own tow truck? That would be interesting. You know, they're numbered. The sponsorships are exactly the same. And here's another thing. If they had tow truck competitions, you know damn well a repo man or a repossession company or even like a foreclosure company, they would be the first sponsors of a tow truck.
I am going to proclaim pussy on all the drivers that had their car winch up onto the back of a rollback. Reffner, Trickle, Degens, Weber, God, you name all those guys from back in the day. We would watch those guys literally drive those. Mike Miller, Jim Sauter, should I keep going? They would literally drive those cars up onto those. They weren't even rollbacks, by the way. Remember those things?
Oh, yeah.
They're slanted backs. It's not like there was no hydraulics or nothing going on like the tow trucks of today.
Well, have you ever seen one of them pick up an Indy car or an F1 car, and I'm wondering how many times.
Well, that would be easy because they're so goddamn light.
Oh yeah, aluminum and what? But though I'm wondering how many times a driver did not want to get out of the car because he did not want to face the owner. Now a guy like Paul Tracy, owner yells at him. He goes and gets into a fight with him. You know, a guy like Paul Tracy, he would not get out of the car where he wanted the owner to, come on, let's go. But I've wondered,
whatever his first name was, last name Green, somehow or another got the sponsorship for Cool Cigarettes. That Team Cool Green. I still remember the repeat and the repeat and the repeat.
Yeah.
Whether it was on ESPN or Speed Channel or whatever. You deserve that, Paul.
Yes.
You deserve that.
Yep.
I think that was him and Dario Franchitti.
You know, and yeah, that just was funny. He just gets out of the car and then goes right to the owner. Oh, that was great. I actually like
right.
that better than the 79 Daytona highlight. Although the IndyCar highlight, it wasn't as physical or anything, but it just looked like just get out of the car and they go right after each other.
You know, and you remember there was the one driver with the cool green team, Parker Johnstone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He got in a million freaking wrecks. And at the end of 97, I remember seeing those highlights from the year. Parker Johnstone, as he jumped his tires over a barrier. Parker Johnstone, as his nose was in the wall. Parker Johnstone, as he got into another car. And that was that one guy from RPM tonight, Jan Beekes.
Okay, all right. Yep.
All right, 18 minutes. You're the one that cut me to four to go, so I already cut off the Play-Doh dirt racing. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Three to go.
Play-Doh on tennis.
What?
No, I was going to say, though, tennis. Play-Doh, that's what caught my head real quick. You know, they play on clay, and never would have thought about tennis. I don't follow it, just not my thing. But, yeah, maybe they could play on Play-Doh.
I thought you were going to talk about the Fisher-Price figure that I called tennis. But okay.
Nobody would know what we're talking about, though. But
that's
I thought about that. I thought about that. Dennis, as a pro wrestler, a pro wrestler named Tennis. That could one of those top ten highlights of my.
It was not a pro wrestler. It was somebody who I thought would be a manager and. You know, the skinny little like more like the Jimmy Hart skinny guy.
Yeah, but I mean still pro wrestling related, and one time watching PTW it crossed my mind. And I'm just thinking, boy, which one of these guys could be called Tennis? So just
you know what's funny is like with Billy Blaze or not Billy Blaze, Billy he was Billy Blaze from Body Beautiful, Mitch Paradise, and yeah, Billy Blaze. I just got done watching that South Park episode. Willie Mays Hayes is the ghost.
No.
All right. I got to move forward. Pick a decade. Which one do you think had the most passionate auto racing fans?
Well, I'm going to say the 90s, just because although I know a lot more coverage, TV coverage, because you can see that stuff from the 70s where they would have crowds of at least 50,000 still. But I got to go with the 90s just because of that explosive growth. Sorry, but it kind of, but the one thing, and although the lady you saw at the store today, you know, that's one thing I do remember about that time, all the t-shirts and that, and although, let's be real, a lot of that did have to do with TV, but, you know, and, you know, I'm going to just say the 90s.
You know, I'm having so much trouble with this. And did you hear the beginning of my show?
Oh, yeah.
About the 80-year-old woman in the
yep.
Kansas shirt?
Oh, yeah.
I got to say the 80s. You know, it was right before. Oh, what did she say? She said the drivers are too pretty.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Gordon. Pretty boy in a pretty car. By the way, the guy got the job done more than once. I'll admit that. But, you know, I'll just say, though, you did have people, though, that didn't like the 90s because they kind of became a hip thing. But, you know, the 80s, you had big crowds then, though, too. And there wasn't too much of it, some of them guys have told me. And I still hear people, though, that, you know, that did follow Alan Kowicki at the time and that and knew who, you know, who them guys were even in the 80s. But, you know, so, yeah, the 80s, you got to put that one up there by far, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with the 80s, but, you know, as far as naming the decade, there was definitely some crossover points. I mean, when you look at 70 to 80, when you look at 80 to 90, you look at 90 to 2000, I don't think I'd pick anything beyond that.
Oh, I wouldn't either. You know, which is, you know, yeah. And can't really tell you why, or unless people, I hate to say it, but you got to wonder if it is the cars. Jimmy Johnson, although one of the best ever, I don't think it helped it.
You know, I had a conversation with, you know, the know-it-all bail bondsman. I said that Jimmy Johnson right now, he has no teammates. He's like,
yeah.
What do you mean? I said, you know, sure. Chase Elliott, freaking brilliant driver, no mechanical knowledge.
Yeah.
And then you look at McDowell in the 88 Junior's old car, no mechanical knowledge and not a great driver to begin with. And then William Byron, who technically is in the 5, even though it has a 24 on the side. Rookie. And you know, now we found Jimmy Johnson's weakness. We found his kryptonite. He's got to have guys to feed off of. He doesn't have Dale Jr. He doesn't have Jeff Gordon. He doesn't have, you know, people that can round table in the garage and say, you know, like, what's going on out on the track today? And even if they bring the best prepared car, and that's why Jimmy Johnson has not won this year. All right. We were going to go to Portico and Play-Doh and dirt racing. And all right. Decade. Two to go. Rusty and Marson.
Rusty.
Sorry, my mic popped out of my mouth. Rusty Wallace and Mark Martin talking about sexual health on commercials.
No. Well,
is that
still
weird
funny
or?
You know, that whole deal, though, it was weird seeing the Viagra car. By the way, though, I mean, you want to talk about a great sponsorship to have. The money involved, and let's be real here, for Mark Martin, you know, they got a guy with the good character and that, and but that commercial, it just, in the first time I saw it, it's kind of like, who's talking about this? And I knew that they drove, you know, that sponsorship, but it still is, who the hell are you guys to talk about this?
You know what I find great? We're down there in Miami for a NASCAR race. There have been a Pfizer NASCAR sponsored Viagra, blue pill, whatever.
Right.
Isn't that all just tied all together?
Well,
this guy actually had trees brought in. You were in the boat. You
heard
the whole announcement. He wanted these $50,000 trees to be the tallest.
Yeah.
Out on Fisher Island.
Yep.
Surrounding his house. They had to be the biggest.
Yep. And stiffest. And I don't know about that. You know, when that guy mentioned that, that was, you know, it's just, you know, this is so-and-so, that Ricky Martin and that. It's just, you went in picture. Did it ever cross your mind who invented Viagra? Probably not, I'm guessing. And then all of a sudden you just hear that, and that's the thing I still bring up to people first. It ain't the fact that, you know, he can see Ricky Martin's house. We see a house Elizabeth Taylor owned, and then Don Johnson owned it.
Well,
you know,
the truth is that sildenafil was actually discovered countries and countries away. And by the way, not on our side of the hemisphere. Yeah, that was fun. And supposedly Rosie O'Donnell would wave to the Thriller boat and blah, blah, blah,
yep.
blah, blah, blah. I
got to get one thing in real quick.
Okay.
And I was going to just say this.
Go quick.
Okay. Mark Martin could do a sexual health commercial for Pfizer. I never recall seeing a commercial for Valvoline oil.
Well, there's a lot of lubricants out there. So, yeah, Rusty and Martin's sexual health. White flag, though, and let's not make this long. Cartman,
oh, God, I'm sorry I could come up with something, but I'm not going to.
Got that long. Cartman and Vagisil. So here I go feeding into it as I got no time left. Cartman and Vagisil. It was either brilliant No comment.
Brilliant. Oh, I thought you were gonna come up with some more. It was brilliant. Just that whole episode, and I want to know what the makers of Vagisil thought about that. because out of anything you could come up with, I mean, God, Viagra, I get, but, you know, Darryl Waltrip, Tide, I get that. I could even get up with Crest, toothpaste. But where did they come up with that one? And Ricky Bobby wouldn't even come up with that one. So it was brilliant.
Yeah, that he just wanted to be a poor bastard with three vaginas growing in his tummy. But they're very clean.
Yes! Oh, God. And well, what were the last things we talked about? Rusty Wallace and Mark Martin, sexual health, oil, a lubricant, and
Play-Doh,
and we got on another tinge there. A Play-Doh
Tommy
car.
Ferris
that
Truckosaurus.
A Play-Doh sponsorship would be great. And literally, you could make a track out of Play-Doh. And
you know, if you're going to do M&M's and Skittles, why the hell wouldn't you do Legos or something?
Oh, Legos would be perfect.
More to the young crowd.
Yeah.
Especially
the Cartoon Network. And
they got to dig back more into the kids. All right.
Yeah.
We're running out of time here.
It's not
the
Winston Cup Series anymore,
11,
too. So
10,
go back to
9,
the kids.
8, 7, 6, 5. All right. Let's see. We did Vagisil. We did Vagisil. Cartman Vagisil. So, all right. So, on a serious note, I know that Victory Lane has been all about the Thailand soccer team for the last few weeks, but I have to do it again. The kids and coach are home and healthy. That's awesome. And,
yes, it is.
I'm going to take us out and say I'm your crew chief, Q. This has been Captain Kurt. Thank you.
Take us out, Mr. Sulu.
Yes, sir. This has been Speedway Anywhere, blogtalkradio.com/Speedway Anywhere. Wherever you go, get there fast. We'll be back on Monday. We'll recap the weekend. And appreciate your...
Badge yourself.